KX 93.5, and on a Wednesday morning, Billy Freed calls in with a thing we call Billy Freed's State of the City, and we completely forgot this morning. We forgot to do it, but Billy has very kindly called in a little later on in the middle of his working day, and he's on the phone right now. Hi, Billy.
Hey, good morning. You know, it's the middle of my waking day. I was up late last night prepping for this thing.
Were you out on the town for Halloween?
No, I was watching that good old American game called baseball, which I'm sure bores you no end.
Oh, Billy, no, I'm totally into it. I love it. It reminds me of cricket, no end.
Oh, cool. Well, yeah, it was quite a series, so I was doing that. But I stayed up late researching the news for you, what I thought was newsworthy for your listeners.
Yeah, what's happening?
Well, first and foremost, I just want to remind everybody that this weekend is the, I think it's the fourth annual Art in Nature festival, where they do an installation, an actual art installation down on the north end of Main Beach, and it's usually been some sort of light show. And this year, a Mexican artist named Pablo Vargas Lugo is going to install a floating lamppost about 200 feet out in the ocean.
Wow, is this it must be a big thing then.
Well, the reason why I want to mention it is because it's always been big. It's one of the more ambitious art exhibitions that this city puts on. It's done by the museum, and it only lasts one weekend. And in the previous years, if you remember, they had a series of mirrored pillars all the way the length of Main Beach. They've had lights. It's stunning, but they only do it for one weekend, which I've always thought was silly. You go to all that effort to put it together. By the time the public finds out about it, it's over. So I always think they should have it for another week. And so I'm telling you, listeners, now, I think it begins on Art Walk night, Thursday night, and goes through Sunday, and it should be very stunning. They really get some great installation artists to do this every year. And it's something I wish we saw more of in our town, because we got a lot of art and we got a lot of nature, and we could do it in all of our parks. But go on out and check it out at night. That's one thing I wanted to mention. And the other one, which is big news, is the Hotel Laguna is in play. Do you know that?
Yes, I know. In fact, I was going to say that, you know, I've always seen those art installations because I'm always at Hotel Laguna on Saturday nights playing down there. So I always, you know, would see those things. And, Hotel Laguna, well, they're not taking any bookings for December and January, that's for sure.
Yeah, so I don't want to be redundant, but there was talk that there were three big local citizens that were in the hunt to take over the 99-year lease that the current owners have. And now the current owners, it's just breaking news, are now suing, or the current operators are suing the owners of the property, saying that they had a right of first refusal and that they weren't told. But it was supposedly a big secret who these locals were, but it's IMAX filmmaker Greg McGillivray, local real estate developer Joe Hanauer, and another real estate developer from Corona Del Mar, James Walkie Ray, brother of Michael Ray. So that portends big changes for our old gray lady known as the Hotel Laguna, which I think could use a significant facelift.
Well, these guys are local Laguna guys, and I think they've got the city's best interests at heart. I would hate to see Hotel Laguna taken over by Hyatt or whatever, one of the big conglomerates. I hope it does stay local, and I hope they make a success of it in the same way that Mark Christie's made a success of the ranch down there. Let's
hope
for that.
I agree with you. It would be great to see it in local ownership. These guys are visionaries. I'm sure Greg is doing it as much as a legacy for the city he loves, because it's not his wheelhouse, but you got three tremendously successful guys who love Laguna, who believe that the Hotel Laguna is important enough that they're going to invest their time and money and considerable energy going up against the city of Laguna, because no hotelier in their right mind, hotelier, would want to pursue this project, because it's historic. It has that historic provenance, which means you really can't mess with anything. You can't do anything on the exterior. I think those rooms should be doubled in size and cleaned up, and this could be the jewel of our downtown, but it's sadly been, neglect for a long time under the current ownership, who really didn't invest any money in upgrades. So this really could be something spectacular, and I know it was under wraps for a long time, but now it's out there publicly, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, of course, most importantly, let's hope that I keep my gig there on a Saturday night.
Well, I mean, I think that was part of the negotiations that those three gentlemen had with the owners, is the only way they're going to do it is if Jason Fetty continues to play.
That's right. And I'm going to sue everyone.
Can they upgrade that room for you, though?
I hope they are able to do a lot of work on the place, because it really, as you say, it could use it.
Yeah, it's you know, it's our probably most important building, most iconic building, and it has not kept up with the times in terms of the amenities and rooms. And I think it has so much great oceanfront space that could be welcoming to not just tourists but to locals as well. And it's right across the street from that gorgeous Park Plaza. So we're seeing some real upgrades in our city.
Awesome. Thanks, Billy. Thanks for calling in, man, on a Wednesday. Yeah, I know. I know. Thanks for calling in on a Wednesday. Tell everybody when your show is on the radio.
Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Laguna Talk, so that we're being preempted this week by high school football. Can you imagine that?
Ugh, sports.
The horror.
Ugh. All right, listen, thanks. Local activist and entrepreneur, businessman, Billy Freed, journalist extraordinaire, calls in on a Wednesday, and we talk about what's going on in the city. Really appreciate that, man. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jason. Take care, buddy.
Cheers.